That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. Ballet cost 100 bills. I still got my money. Gold all up in my grill. I still got my money. Who cares how you hate it feel? I still got my money. Call Jay up and go to jail. I still got my money. My fragrance on and they love my smell. I still got my money. But who cares about what I spend? I still got my money. My pockets deep and they never end. I still got my money. I'm going down with all my friends. I still got my money. Oh, all I see is dimes. All I see is dollar signs.
Just like that, we get to come to the end of today's playlist with Rihanna coming in with Pour It Up. Pour It Up, yeah, man. Make sure that you get to do that this evening and throughout the entire weekend. Just get to pour it up and pour it up and pour it up. Hey, thank you so much to each one of you for tuning in and for coming through to 97.7. I do have to end here for the week. My name is Tron Jabulani, but you can always call me the Megatron, and I'm here every day from 15 up until 18 hours. Get to have a beautiful one, eh? Bye-bye.
City Drive. Nine seven seven news. 977 headline.
President Hakainde Hichilema directed the Ministry of Infrastructure to implement proper road signage to enhance safety. Vice President Mkhali Nalumango says his government will not relent in exposing every corruption or wrongdoing from the ruling party of the opposition. And in international news, after criticism and lawsuits, Meta is ending a major contract with the Kenyan outsourcing company, Sama.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Ministry of Infrastructure to implement proper road signage to enhance safety. Speaking in Bwengwa during the funeral of his uncle, Maxwell Hichilema, who died in a road accident, President Hichilema said it is unacceptable for people to lose their lives in such circumstances. He stated that government intends to improve road infrastructure to ease travel for communities. President Hichilema described his late uncle as a hard worker and thanked traditional leaders, the community, the UPND, and the church for supporting the family during this time of mourning.
977 News.
In other news, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has convened a high-level meeting with representatives of various political parties to discuss preparations for the 2026 general elections. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the meeting is meant to provide updates on the election roadmap and guidance on the nomination process for political parties. Zalumis explains that the commission will discuss nomination qualifications and requirements for presidential candidates as mandated by law. Speaking during the official opening of the meeting in Lusaka, she has emphasized that the engagement reflects the commission's commitment to transparency, inclusivity, and stakeholder dialogue ahead of the pause.
977 News.
In other news, Vice President Mkhali Nalumango says government will not relent in exposing every form of corruption or wrongdoing, whether from the ruling party or the opposition. Nalumango emphasized that the UPND has zero tolerance for corruption and places priority on transparency, adding that anyone found with a case to answer is already facing charges. She was responding to Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nyirenda during the Vice President's question time, who asked whether the ruling party stops prosecuting individuals deemed corrupt once they join the UPND.
977 News.
In more news, Brutafruit Zambia brand manager Mwila Matoka says there is need to transform every social moment experienced by women in the country into extraordinary experiences that celebrate sisterhood and feminine confidence. Speaking at the Pink Table, which is a mega platform designed to own the cultural space where women gather and celebrate one another, Matoka says the event fosters real connection among women by embodying conversation prompts into table settings. She says the event further encourages meaningful dialogue beyond small talk. Matoka adds that although the event was exclusive, it was delivered with emotional consistency and aims to mark the beginning of women's journey with the Brutafruit community. The event was led by two hosts, Miss Sho and Zingumalo, who brought a blend of elegance and approachability. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news. Brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
And in business news this evening, First Quantum Minerals Country Manager Dr. Godwin Bine says Zambia will require at least 150,000 new skilled workers to achieve the projected copper production target of 3 million tons by 2031. Dr. Bine was speaking to journalists in Livingstone on the sidelines of the Engineering Institute of Zambia, EIZ, Careers Day Fair. He explained that as part of its long-term strategy, the mining firm has intensified efforts to prepare young people for careers in the mining sector. Meanwhile, EIZ Registrar David Kamungu, speaking during the opening of the fair, called for strengthened mentorship and skills development among young professionals in engineering. Coming up next, sports news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank.
977 News.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, after years of criticism and lawsuits, Meta is ending a major contract with the Kenyan outsourcing company Sama. The move will see more than 1,100 people lose their jobs, Sama said in a statement. The U.S. tech giant hired Sama in 2019 to remove harmful, violent, or hateful content from Facebook in sub-Saharan Africa. Both firms have come under fire for poor working conditions and layoffs. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola says he enjoys watching Arsenal play as he can learn a lot from them. The Gunners are in contention for a Premier League and Champions League double, sitting 6 points clear at the top of the table and with the European semi-final against Atletico Madrid lined up. But their style of play under manager Mikel Arteta has increasingly been criticized, having scored 37% of their 62 league goals from set pieces this season and just 2 goals from open play in their last 5 games. Arsenal travel to second place City in a monumental contest on Sunday, knowing they will go a long way to claiming their first title in more than 2 decades if they avoid defeat. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 Headlines.
President Hakainde Hichilema has directed the Ministry of Infrastructure to implement proper road signage to enhance safety. Vice President Mtale Nalumangu says government will not relent in exposing every form of corruption or wrongdoing, whether from the ruling party or the opposition. And in international news, after years of criticism and lawsuits, Meta is ending a major contract with the Kenyan outsourcing company Sama. Thank you for joining us. That is all we had for you this evening. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifwea. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.